Dictation for Kevin, K-E-V as in Victor, I-N, Anderson, June 30, 63. Address as a letter to Dr. Jeffrey Holmes, 4631713. Dear Dr. Holmes, consultation Mr. Anderson, who has chronic kidney disease for a number of years since complications of esophageal perforation with sepsis, dialysis, tracheostomy, and other complications, Beaumont Hospital, 2021. Right now, some frequency in nocturia, still has his prostate, no infection, cloudiness, blood, or kidney stone, minimal edema, he's trying to restrict salt, follows also diet for pre-diabetes, he has peripheral vascular disease, follows through vascular service Saginaw with prior stenting on the left side. Presently, no gross edema, ulcers, or severe claudications of discolor of the toes, no chest pain palpitation syncope, denies dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Next paragraph, his past medical history, hypertension, pre-diabetes, peripheral vascular disease, hyperlipidemia, prior smoker, prior bowel obstruction, requiring peg feeding, the esophageal rupture, sepsis, intra-abdominal process, renal failure, blood transfusion, tracheostomy, ventilatory assistant from Beaumont Hospital 2021. Prior removal of foreign body on the esophagus around weeks before the actual perforation. Next paragraph, denies TIAs, stroke, seizures, denies liver abnormalities. 2021, there was a stress-induced cardiomyopathy, which apparently recovered. He is not aware of coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, surgeries for angioplasty stent, left lower extremity, perforated esophagus, perforated appendix with bowel resection, left-sided hip fracture within the last few years, right knee scope, EGD colonoscopy. Next paragraph, he used to smoke cigars, but discontinued in 2021, presently no smoking, alcohol, or drugs, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications remains on Nexium, Norvas, Pletol, Plavix, Lipitor, Metoprolol, aspirin, calcium, iron, vitamins. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, review system done. On physical exam, weight 239, 75 inches tall, blood pressure by nurse was high, 161-108, I recheck, improvement, alert orientation 4, no respiratory distress. He mentioned that he used to be 420 pounds way back. Lungs are clear, no JBD carotid bruises, no arrhythmia, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no ascites tenderness, 2 plus edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, November, creatinine 1.58, representing a GFR49 stage 3, sodium potassium acid base normal, albumin calcium liver testing normal, white blood cell platelets normal, anemia 12.4, good control of cholesterol, back in September last year, creatinine 1.85, 2024 1.43, normal iron levels, bone density December 2025, osteoporosis, last imaging 2022, abdominal angiogram and branches. For some reason, they did not mention the renal arteries. They did say that there was cortical infarction, focal areas on the left kidney. Extensive atherosclerosis, lower extremities. Left-sided. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, presently stable, no progression, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Blood pressure in the office is high, but he was under stress. This needs to be checked at home before we do further adjustments. He has atherosclerosis. We'll see what a new kidney ultrasound shows. There has been prior cortical infarcts at the time of esophageal perforation, intra-abdominal abscess, and multiple complications 2021. He has symptoms of lower urinary tract, probably from enlargement of the prostate. We want to make sure that there is no urinary retention. We will also test for renal artery stenosis given his atherosclerosis disease. I do not see any recent urine testing, which will be done to assess for activity, blood protein, or cells. We will do PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. We will update iron studies for anemia. Also discuss at length with the patient. Further advice with results, otherwise follow up in 6 months.